Hey, everyone. For this week's culture segment, I have Rebecca St. James on the phone. Rebecca, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Hey, so exciting to hear from you again.
Thank you.
Okay, so first of all, I'm sure everyone is saying this, but I have to say it. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And let's be honest. Okay, some people saying it, it's just okay. But when you hear that from the Boundless Show, it actually means something, okay? Because we are all about moving people towards marriage in a healthy and biblical way. And we are so excited for you that it is happening. And Jacob, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Now, are you like between Southern California and still, are you still bopping around or where are you now?
I'm actually in Nashville, back in Nashville for a couple of days. You know, I lived here up until 2.5 years ago, but I'm based out of LA now.
Okay.
And spend a lot of time there. Yeah. And actually that's where I met my fiance.
Well, yeah, that's why. Okay. So, cause you had moved there because of the movie, because of Sarah's Choice. So you kind of got into the scene down there and well, look at that. That was a good career move. So do the movie and meet your husband.
Yes, definitely major God thing, you know, like, and it's actually pretty cool thinking about it now, you know, after like seeing this whole journey unfold, you know, seeing that God moved me from Australia to the U.S., you know, to Nashville, and then from Nashville with all my family, you know, left there to California, and really a very out of comfort zone kind of move, but, you know, he had this purpose in mind and knew my husband was there and that how we would meet, and it's just very, very beautiful.
Oh, it's just great. And we, you know, I did a blog post as soon as we heard the news and
I
just
saw
got
that. I
flooded
saw that.
With
Thank
comments.
Thank you so much for that. It was such a lovely write-up. I was really blessed by it.
Well, it was so much fun, especially we girls. We have to cheer for one another.
Exactly.
You know, we're rooting for each other, and whenever we see one of us get there, we have to collectively cheer.
Oh,
so everyone said, you're such an inspiration. And, you know, a lot of girls, you know, in their late 20s and early 30s now who are just like, you know, I've grown up with Rebecca and I'm holding on and I'm still praying. And so, so
Wonderful.
your success and your joy is ours as well.
Thank you so much.
It's just awesome. So, and now, so you do have to tell me, because, you know, we had you here with Evie as well.
Yes.
When you were here back in the day, is she going to sing in your wedding or what is she doing?
she actually, the only sad part about the date that we have, is that her daughter, and it's her first child to have a baby, is having a baby around that exact time, so she can't travel at that point because she obviously needs to be there for her first grandchild to be born, and so she's there in spirit singing away.
Maybe she will have to just Skype in or something.
Exactly. And she'll be around before the wedding to help me prepare, and just she's the most wonderful support and mentor, and so I feel all her love and support, absolutely.
Well, that's awesome. So
yep.
So in the midst of all this, you are still writing and recording music.
Yes.
The latest album, I Will Praise You, just coming out very soon in April. And very exciting. I was listening to this last night on the way home from work and had a lot of fun, first of all, with the title track. I mean, the
it is kind of fun. It's got a bit of a dance vibe. Yeah.
It does. It has a little bit of a dance vibe. And of course, you know, there are definite, I know you've said that this album is your most kind of personal one as far as a worship album to date. And of course, that is reflected in the title track, because as soon as you hear it, you're just like, okay, here is God. He has a plan for us. We don't always know what it is, but he will reveal it in his time, and we need to wait on him and trust him.
It's totally true.
And so it is totally true, and it's exciting to see, because a lot of times we have to do that blindly. You know, it's very Hebrews 11. You know, sometimes we don't always see the promise in the time that we think we will and stuff, but the growing and the learning and the faith is evidenced in that period of waiting and in that period of trusting. And so
definitely.
So that's really awesome. Now, I understand you did co-write like about half the songs on the album, right?
That's right.
So where was that all birthed out of? Like, what did you just sit down and say, okay, I'm having these experiences, so I'm going to start writing?
You know, I'm kind of an intentional writer. I want to be able to sing from a very real place. So when I have an album coming up, you know, I'm like praying, God, give me the right songs and the right messages. So really the things that I wrote about on the album were like the kindness of God, just realizing that it's his love and his kindness and his gentleness to us that really draws us to that love relationship with him. And You know, it's a very biblical idea. It's your kindness that leads us to repentance. And another song on the album is a worship song, but it also is about self-image and about God redeeming pain in our lives. And then you were just talking about I Will Praise You. You know, and that one is saying, look, whatever the cost, you know, whatever the storm, whatever is lost, I'm going to praise you in the middle of it. Kind of like, you know, that blessed be your name, Lord. No matter what happens, I'll bless your name. And on the single level, actually, there's a little bit of a story to that title track because, you know, that song for me is powerful as a single, you know, like woman, I really struggled with being single and the loneliness and the challenge of that when I really wanted to be married. And I felt years ago that God called me to actually let go of my dream of being married and trust him that if he didn't plan for me to have somebody, you know, that I would marry, that I could still trust his heart for me and his love for me. That he, if that was his plan for me, knew some reason that it would be better for me not to be married. And even if I didn't know what that was, I had to trust his heart. So I kind of grieved for 2 days, you know, just really letting go of that and just saying, God, you know, I trust you, you know, I will praise you no matter what. So that song for me is really symbolic of kind of letting go and trusting God's heart, and even ties into, you know, the singleness that was a lot longer of a period in my life than I could have ever known it would be, and hoped that it, you know, wouldn't be that way. But the trust that he taught me in that time is very profound, and the relationship that he fostered in me during that time is very profound.
Right, because I think it's a delicate balance. You know, we tell women here on the show that there is no shame in putting your desires before the Lord.
Yeah,
and in
absolutely.
Saying, I feel called to marriage, God, and this is where I am, and this is what it looks like.
Yeah, being present to your dream,
exactly.
Like being present to your heart, but still saying, no matter what happens, God, I praise you and I abandon my will to yours. It's a balance.
Exactly, and to recognize that he is always working out our story, and he knows entirely, you know, he's on either side of us and in front of us in that, and to recognize that, yeah, we can truly rest in him. And sometimes he just gets totally jazzed about the fact that we're asking and the fact that we are trusting and the fact that we are coming to him with open hands and saying,
and
God,
he can handle it. He can handle our pain.
Yeah, exactly. So that's amazing. So, what's going to happen now with this worship album? I mean, obviously releasing here now in the spring, just coming up.
Yeah.
But are you going to be, how are you fitting all this in with wedding plans? And
my album comes out, you know, beginning of April, and then not too far after that, I'm getting married. So there's a lot going on. You know, I'm learning how to kind of delegate responsibilities for the wedding and hand off details to other people. But, you know, I'll be on the road, you know, some doing shows, but really my heart is to be a helpmate to my future husband and to be like with him in his calling, you know, and he'll be able to come to some shows of mine, and we'll be able to kind of be back and forth and be together the majority of the time. I would really love to request people's prayers for us as we navigate that, because we really want wisdom.
Exactly. So, well, good. It has been a privilege to chat with you, even if briefly, Rebecca. So excited for you. Excited
Thank
for
you.
the wedding. Excited for the new album. Again, that is called I Will Praise You. Look for it. And hopefully we will, you know, get the full scoop. You're going to have to somehow, you know, include us post wedding in the celebration. We'll look for pictures and we'll stalk you online and all that kind of stuff. And then, don't forget, I have already talked to your team there, and the two of you need to come out here and tell your story to the Boundless Show.
I would love that.
When you guys
love it.
Come
We've
to Colorado Springs,
because
we need to hear the full
details.
Scoop. Both sides.
All those girl details,
Exactly. So, well, a huge privilege, Rebecca, and the Lord bless you as you move towards marriage, and especially with the album coming out and just all the excitement around that. And thanks for being there for us, producing these songs that really are an encouragement to so many.
Thank you. Well, and thank you for your blog, and to all the listeners too, and the people that wrote in, and were so lovely and encouraging, and were really, you know, truly sharing their joy for us. It was a blessing to me. So thank you very much for that.
Thanks.